It's been very difficult sometimes, but the difficulties have been enjoyable because you've had to work your way through them to just let it happen. So therefore, Holmes will be perhaps a lot of me, and therefore, if you don't like my Sherlock Holmes, maybe you don't like me.
Latakia.
Many people smoke Turkey cigarettes.
True, but only Turks smoke this brand.
Nicol, who was an enormously gifted man, but a very tormented human being. He was really plagued with all kinds of issues and insecurities and self-doubt. And this little revealing outburst, if you don't like my Holmes, then you don't like me, is probably the cri du cœur of every actor who ever, you know, if you don't like my Hamlet, you're judging me. To find him expressing it, I find especially poignant.
What can this be?
A strand of carpet, also Turkish.
Although glowingly reviewed by the influential New Yorker film critic, Pauline Kael, the 7% solution did not do very well at the box office. It would seem that it caught audiences on the hop, audiences that didn't want to see their heroes with the same neuroses as themselves. By the mid-70s, a Sherlock Holmes revival was well underway. It seemed that he was being played and parodied by everybody, from Gene Wilder to Roger Moore, Christopher Plummer, John Cleese, and even Peter Cook.
Holmes in this movie does have the natural urges of any male. And, for example, thank you, darling. And he does visit a Victorian equivalent of the modern massage parlour.
Yes.
Apart from that?
Well,
we haven't departed from the original.